Craig Neiman from the City of Greater Bendigo, not with us this week. I believe he's gone for trauma counselling after the Blue Baggers got beaten by that lone point last weekend. But in his place, we have Steve Hamilton with us, who is the Director of Strategy and Growth. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Now, the ward councillors, I know this is always something the council is trying to do often, is to get the ward councillors out and actually meet the people within their areas.
Absolutely, and I think there's two opportunities this weekend for all of our community to come along and talk to their local councillors about local or broader issues that they might be thinking about in the community. So for our Lockwood ward councillors, which is Councillor Alden, Councillor Fife and Councillor Williams, on Saturday the 27th between 10 and 11.30 at the Kangaroo Flat IGA, the councillors will be there to have a chat. So I would certainly encourage people in that community and surrounds to come along and have a chat to the three councillors there. And we've also got the Eppalock ward councillors on Sunday the 28th between 10 and 11.30 at the Strathfield State IGA. And that's Councillors Evans, which is who's our Deputy Mayor, Councillor Rourke and Councillor Penner. So okay. Encourage everyone to come along, have a chat. And, meet your local councillors.
Well, I always say that, you can't be justified in having a pee and a moan about something when you've got an opportunity to go and actually talk to them face-to-face. And, if you do have an issue, whether it, be something that's bothering you or whether you want to give some good feedback, I mean, you might as well take advantage of the opportunity.
100%, and I think our councillors are always out and about with our community, going to events and meeting and greeting and talking to people. So, again, I'd really encourage people to come along and have a chat, even just to meet and have a, say hello to our councillors and just understand a little bit more about what their priorities might be and what the council's doing along the way as well. So, great opportunity.
Definitely. Now, White Knight, that's coming up fast, and we've spoken to the police about it and touched on with Craig about it over the past couple of weeks as well, but... And spoke to the artistic director as well, Joff. So it's fast approaching and it is going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing night on the 3rd of September and it runs from 7 to 1am. So I guess make your plans early, book a hotel or book somewhere to eat as well. But there'll be a whole range of things for everyone, for all manner of people in every family that can come along and have a look at things. We've got music, we've got obviously the light projections on the city buildings, performances, visual art. There's hip-hop dancing, there's DJs around, and even opportunity for younger people, or older people for that matter, to do some colouring in a competition and get those projected onto the buildings as well. So it's free, which is really amazing. It continues to be a really popular thing that the city puts on. So rain, hail or shine, it'll go ahead, unless it's obviously unsafe to do that. But, the 3rd of September is the night, so I'd book it in and get planning early.
Yeah, indeed. All righty, now... Give a sheet. I do give a sheet. Donate old sheets and towels. What's going on here?
This is a great opportunity for people just to do a little bit of a spring clean as well for all their sheets, old sheets, pillowcases, quilts, towels, linen, anything of that nature. So there's a company that's coming along to the Bendigo Stadium in West Bendigo on September the 10th, which is a Saturday between 10 and 2pm. And they will... take those unwanted items off your hands and recycle them for a whole range of good goods to go back into the community and for those in need or other products as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity to have a bit of a clean, move on some of the stuff you don't like and reduce waste to landfill at the same time.
Indeed. And finally, Council, I saw this the other day, have endorsed the Peter Krenz Centre Stage 1 concept plan. Give us more deets on that one, Steve.
Yeah, so the Stage 1, Robbo, I guess for all listeners, it's really the first stage of a multi-year project at Peter Krenz. So it's around the integration of a new community hub with the Aquatic Centre there. So it'll look at things like incorporating the Eagle Hawk Library into the facility, a cafe, a 24/7 gym, activity rooms and storage. So it's a longer-term project, but I guess this is the start of a really important one for our broader and local community in that context as well. So now we're moving to the detailed design phase once we get some funding on board. So there'll be some advocacy with state government, et cetera, to make the next phase of that project happen. But it's a really exciting one, and we can't wait to keep it moving.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Steve, thank you very much for that update, and we'll talk soon. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me again.
All the best. Steve Hamilton from the City of Greater Bendigo, Director of Strategy and Growth on the Wake Up Call.